This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Unions representing government employees in Philadelphia pushed back against the widespread layoffs of federal workers. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With Independence Hall as the backdrop, union leaders took a stand against the federal layoffs affecting agencies including the local IRS facility and workers at Independence National Historical Park. Everett Kelly, the national president of the American Federation of Government Employees, called on Congress to take a stand against the cuts directed by President Trump and his advisor Elon Musk.
We need Congress to step up and remind Trump and Musk that the law is not on their side.
Congress can begin to voice opposition, said Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle, by turning down the Trump tax bill. Boyle said Democrats need only two House Republicans to join them.
We should use every single point of leverage on that vote, on every other, to reverse what has happened to our federal workforce and to stop more bad things from happening.
Boyle wondered how the government could recruit the best workers if they knew they could be fired at any moment for any reason. On Independence Mall, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We now know the Camden County police officer who was stabbed in his neck Sunday night is 23-year-old Joshua McKnight. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports he remains in critical but stable condition at Cooper University Hospital.
Camden Mayor Vic Karstarfin calls the stabbing that injured 23-year-old Joshua McKnight's carotid artery a senseless and cowardly act of violence.
It was a rough night. It was just a tough one. Our police department, our city of Camden, you know, our police force is a bloodline of our community. Public safety is something our police department prides itself in.
Police say McKnight is a military veteran who's been on the force for 2 years. He had been out of his car for less than a minute around 6 p.m. Sunday, conducting a business check near Broadway and Chestnut Streets in Camden and talking to someone when officials say a person came up from behind, unprovoked, and stabbed him in the neck. A nearby police supervisor rushed over and took him to the hospital. A few minutes later, police apprehended 38-year-old Richard Dennis of Sicklerville a few blocks away, and authorities say they found a knife. Dennis faces a number of charges, including first-degree attempted murder. He's scheduled to appear at the Camden County Hall of Justice 9 a.m. Thursday for a detention hearing. Police are still investigating the incident. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's acting Secretary of Education was in the hot seat in the Pennsylvania House as budget hearings continue in Harrisburg. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Governor Shapiro's budget proposal calls for $18 billion for pre-K through 12th grade, a $787 million increase over the current budget. Acting Education Secretary Carrie Rowe was asked for specific examples of increased funding resulting in higher test scores.
I don't know that we can say that there's a one-to-one correlation, that simply adding money is going to beget immediately higher test scores. What I can say is that underfunding school districts, we've seen has led to, in some places, lower test scores.
Rose says increasing funding does show reduced class sizes, better security and technology, and a more welcoming environment. She pushed back when asked if underperforming schools should see funding cuts.
Removing funding from them would fly in the face of that logic.
Asked about the possibility of the elimination of the Department of Education under the Trump administration, Rose says the scenarios they're considering are, in her words, catastrophic, with no one going unscathed if federal funding disappears. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia officials reported progress in the mayor's plan to restore order in Kensington after 1 year in operation, but they also acknowledged there is much work left to do. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Officials said that homicides in Kensington are down 45%, shootings are down 44%, and overall violent crime is down 17%. While crime has been dropping nationally, the officials pointed to efforts they believe contributed to the drop in Kensington. Deputy Police Commissioner Pedro Rosario noted 2,400 arrests and the seizure of millions of dollars of fentanyl. He said an infusion of new officers allowed foot patrols 365 days a year.
Understanding that our footbeats, meeting, speaking with the community residents, was one of our best assets trying to address the problems that were plaguing this area.
Public Safety Director Adam Gere also credited programs such as crisis intervention, which made 1,500 home visits in response to shootings.
They talked to folks and get them to stop shooting or to not retaliate or to seek help. And there is no doubt that had an impact on those violence reduction numbers.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says progress doesn't mean the problem is solved, but shows the work is having an impact.
We are in here for the long haul. We are not going anywhere.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.